You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Charlotte from Canva. And in case you don't know, Canva is a visual communication platform which empowers everyone to design. As the head of product marketing, Charlotte and her team are responsible for empowering all users, from educators, business professionals, students, to everyday people, to achieve their goals through Canva. With a career in product marketing across a variety of tech companies, Charlotte is a passionate product marketing leader. And for Marketing News Canada, Charlotte is also the first Australian to come on the show. So thank you for coming here all the way from Australia.
I wish I could be there in person, but thank you so much for having me on the show. Really excited to chat with you today, and so many fun and exciting things for us to go through and chat through in more detail.
Yeah. And those, you know, I don't want to, you know, say it offensively, but the people that don't know what Canva is, and that is a very small group of people, as week on goes, you know, as you mention it and everyone's tried it or has it or uses it for personal use, uses it for professional use. How did it get started? What was kind of the origin story of the product itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think if we take a step back sort of 8-9 years ago, design was really for specialists. And that was for those who went to university or went to a course, pumped hours, weeks, years into learning how to design using the existing software in the market.
Yeah, like Adobe products, right? And they were expensive products.
Yeah, and there was just a bit of a gap in the accessibility to someone being able to design just due to the time, the cost associated with it. And so Mel, Cliff, and Cam really saw this gap in the market for why don't we have a platform that is accessible to all, free to all, and is usable. As soon as you open it, in a few clicks, you can feel like you can design. And so that's really where Canva started, in this identifying this core need of people wanting to be able to communicate more effectively, wanting to be able to build marketing materials for their business, but feeling like they don't have the skills or tools to be able to do that. And that is where Canva really set off. And our working with people who are just everyday people wanting to design, really, they were the source and the method we went through to actually build the product. We worked with them to understand what do they need to be able to do, get their core jobs to be done, completed simply and effectively, and how can we make them feel like they have achieved their goals through our platform.
I remember the day in our office, Brad was hired, fresh grad, spent 4 years at the University of Fraser Valley learning graphic design, you know, spent all these years and all this money to learn it. And then I remember coming to the office and someone's like, hey, you should check out Canva. We've got a subscription here at Jelly. It might help with some infographics we were doing, he was needing to design. And I remember him coming after having done this and just looking distraught. They're like, like I spent years and that just like what would have taken me hours, I did in less than 30 minutes.
So let me tell you, so this is how I start my story all the time. It's like, how did I get into product marketing and whatnot? So I was the same as your friend, Brad, your colleague, Brad. I studied design. I went to university. I studied it for 3 years. I then went and worked in an agency where I had to use other software. But in the agency, they were using Canva and they got me onto Canva. And they're like, it's so quick. We use it for social media. The templates are great. And I remember sitting there and being like, wow, I actually feel so inspired because I often would open up the other software and it would be this white screen. And I would sit there looking at this blank page. I'm like, where do I begin? And the template library in Canva was just what got me hooked. It was like, this is so inspiring. I can make really professional designs so quickly. And I actually ended up basically then just using Canva, even though I'd spent years studying all of this other software. And I feel like that's the same story that we hear over and over again. And it's not like, it's not to say that there is an actual time and place for all of the other software for different things, but you know, quick social presentations, video, that's where we can really step in and help everyone out.
What I find so amazing is again, Canva to some is like, oh, it's what you use to make the social graphics because it's great. It's got a, knows all, of course, what's everyone's love and favorite part is all the sizing. It's like, it's got all the sizing and it's got all the templates. It's got all these incredible access to great stock imagery and photography. But then as you dive deeper into it, it's not just that social graphics, it's infographics, it's presentations. It's so many options. I remember we have one of our instructors at our Jelly Academy who I introduced her to Google Slides. And she's like, why are you using Google Slides? Don't you know Canva has a slide presentation tool? And so she introduced this and it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's so much more. That's, and I think, you know, social often gets people into Canva, but it's, there's so much more you can do with that. It's presentations. We have this amazing functionality. You can record yourself doing a presentation. So you only have to present it once. You don't need to present it over and over again. We have an incredible new video editing solution, which we just launched actually, which makes it so simple and easy to do, you know, medium, short, even longer form content in Canva. And then, yeah, you mentioned the infographic functionality. We know that data and visual storytelling through infographics, through charts, through any sort of format of data that you want to import into Canva, that is what businesses, that's the language of businesses. And that is what also just hooks so many people into using Canva because it makes presentations, charts so much more accessible and easy to understand. So the, yeah, it's really, there's a whole range of different ways you can get in and start trying it out and all for free, which is even better.
So you mentioned video. I want to catch that there. Yeah. For those maybe that dabbled in Canva maybe a year ago and maybe, you know, it's still on their phone or, you know, it's been on the shelf for a bit. Tell us about this new feature.
Yeah. So we had a video editor and we were like, let's just take this to the next level. So we have had video functionality in Canva and the ability to do animations, like one-click animations onto your designs. But what we wanted to do is really take that a step further as we've seen just video and the rise of video in terms of marketing application, in terms of business application, and even internal communications. Like that's how people are communicating these days, creating a video, sending it to their colleagues. So we wanted to make a free and easy to use video platform, which meant that in a couple of clicks, the same, you know, user experience that you would use to build a presentation in Canva, you can use that to build a video. So we now have the functionality where you can add in splice timelines, add in different audio tracks. We have an audio library in Canva where you can add all of this stock audio, stock video as well into your videos. And we have an array of different templates for all different video formats. So if it is sort of like a presentation video, you can do that, which is really great for business use cases, especially that internal onboarding. If you're in sales, doing a sales pitch, you can create a video, send it to your clients. And then we also have all of the your favorite social templates. As we know that, you know, 60% of businesses use video as their primary marketing tool. And it's, you know, TikTok is just blowing up. So how can you create those really viral and highly engaging videos in a couple of clicks? And Canva's now got all that functionality and so much more to help people become pro video editors in a matter of minutes, really.
Yeah. And your role, Charlotte, like the role that you get to play marketing a product, because you're not marketing a service. You're marketing Lululemon clothing. You are marketing a software, a tool that someone can use. And it's not like it's like, okay, I can just put up a bunch of billboards or I can just run a certain type of ads. Like, what does it look like for you and kind of the vantage point you have on the sector?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, my role is I lead the product marketing team here at Canva. And so we're responsible for basically ensuring we can get Canva in the hands of as many users as possible and make sure that they see the value of Canva and understand how they can use it to achieve their goals. That's our primary objective. We just want to help people achieve their goals, communicate more effectively. And so what that means for us, I guess, in reference to how we do a lot of our marketing at Canva is that we are a very product-led growth organization. And so what we want to do is get people into the product and then demonstrate that value through the product. So whether that's through onboarding tutorials, making sure that we're targeting the right doc types to the right person based on their core jobs to be done. Like, are you coming here to design a video? Okay, well, we want to give you a video onboarding experience. We want to take you straight into the video editor, quickly show you some tool tips, how you can use that as quickly as possible. And then ultimately have you create amazing video in a couple of minutes and realize the value as quickly as possible. So in terms of marketing, because it is a SaaS product, product-led growth is one of our biggest levers. And we have so many people coming to the product. That's where we have the opportunity to sort of drive ongoing education, also just constantly showing people the different things you can do on Canva. The in-product experience is so crucial to that. And that is where it could differ to those marketers who are marketing a physical product. You don't have that interface to interact with your customers. So that's one of our biggest growth levers and also one of our biggest ways to connect with our customer as well and get feedback, which is also so crucial to the development process, your marketing, messaging, and how you go to market based on what people are wanting and what they're loving in the product.
And I feel like, again, not that we're going to mention and advertise for all your competitors right now, but as far as options out there, like you've got the Adobe suite and we use that here at our office when it's needed, right? And we have a graphic designer for certain elements and certain pieces. And then you've got these one-offs that are like, hey, we are a tool, an app you can download on your phone that does one thing really well. It adds a bunch of filters to all your, like I just actually downloaded one last night to try. That's like, literally it just makes collages. It's a collage app. But I feel like I don't know of any other tool out there in the market that offers, like, you're like a full utility belt, like Batman. You're like, you have everything that fits around a belt that's needed for doing small business marketing, even large agency marketing. Like, you've got it all. And I can't think of anyone else that's out there that's as accessible, is the other term I think I like to describe Canva with.
Yeah. And you really just hit the nail on the head there. Like, the accessibility piece is core to our values and core to our mission at Canva. We want to empower everyone in the world to design. And that means, like, whether it's business communication, whether it's education, we believe everyone in the world has a right to an education. So facilitating communication, facilitating the ability for students to learn and grow through this platform is so fundamental. And like you said, we do really want to be that tool belt, like where you can do everything. You can do social media scheduling, you can create social, you can do create presentations, you can create video, you can collaborate in real time, all in the one place. We do see that we are a complementary service or platform to those other more, I guess, specialized design tools. There are a need for that. But what we really like to say is that there's a bulk of design work that happens within an organization, maybe 70 to 80%, that you should be able to empower everyone in your business to be able to do. So you reduce bottlenecks for the design team so they can focus on that really specialized creative strategy or creative work that does need those other tools. So we want to become that tool that really empowers everyone to visually communicate effectively and design themselves without creating that bottleneck for the design team. So that's how we like to see ourselves as the toolbar and how we complement those other services in the market.
You know, like Apple does right now, if you walk along the streets, you can see these bus stop ads that are like a beautiful photo and it says shot on Apple.
Yes.
I feel like here's a Canva ad for you on for a billboard. It's a DM in the Instagram DMs and it's like, hey, I love your business. And I know you're kind of small, but like, how can you afford a designer? Your design is incredible. And then the DM back is Canva, winky face. Like that I feel like describes Canva.
Let me pitch it to our CMO. Look, you're onto something there. We've been going on a similar train of thought that you're onto something there, but I'll pitch it to our CMO for sure.
But so the accessibility piece, I want to talk about that. Mm. What's it been like as far as like when you look at acquisition and where you're seeing people first discovering Canva, their first taste, their first experience, where do they normally come from that you're kind of finding trend-wise?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So Canva has had a lot of growth and success through SEO over the years. And that actually has been one of our main drivers because we have really built a robust SEO strategy so that we are appearing in search for a multitude of key search terms, whether it's business cards, resumes, education templates, or whatnot. And so that has been one of our core growth drivers to date. But the other key one is that the founders have always had this philosophy that we want people to be telling their friends and family about Canva because they feel so empowered from using the platform. And if you go onto Twitter and look at Canva Love, people just rave. They're like, you will not believe what I have been able to create. And they publicize it to the world. And so that referral traffic, just word of mouth, people just feeling so excited by what they've been able to achieve is what has really helped us grow. And I think you're doing something right if you're creating a platform that people feel so excited about it that they just want to share it with the world. You're not like creating stress. You're not making people pull out their hair because I can't figure out how to use it. It's like we have made it, the user experience, so streamlined that people, anyone, if you're 8 to 88, 108, you can use it and you can share it with the world. And so that's really the two sort of key sources where we're seeing a lot of sort of growth through those different channels.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to come back to you with something, though. And I want to throw something at you. I feel like, you know, there's a term called like cult brand, right? Mm-hmm. And like brand love, right? And there's books about it even. Naomi Klein wrote a great book about kind of like cult brands.
Yeah.
So you think of like, we're here in Canada, up the road, this guy named Chip Wilson, who created this clothing company called West Beach, which I had a West Beach sweatshirt as a kid. It was a surfer clothing. And then he went on to create this like yoga clothing called Lululemon also. Mm-hmm. But I think he's known for his West Beach clothing. But people love Lululemon. They wear it. They wear it proudly. Mm. There's like this idea around it. And there's almost like they do their own runs now. They have mantras, like they have bags. And then you think of Peloton. People who are like, you meet a Pelotoner, you know, because they got the clothes. They tell you about it. They know who their favorite riders are, who their favorite run voices are. But I feel like Canva, you have the cult status, but people want to keep it quiet because it's almost like you're my best friend. You're like my secret that makes me awesome. Yeah. So it's almost like, not that we're ashamed of it, not that it's like, oh, I did hair plugs and that's why, you know, or I'm taking some sort of magic pills. Mm. I feel like that's why I like the winky face in that billboard ad because it's like, oh, it's Canva, but it's like, but don't tell so many people. Like I remember my wife has a poetry Instagram account. I remember telling her about it and her coming back and she's been like, this is incredible. Like what you can do, how it can transform and how easy it is. But you also don't want to tell too many people because in some ways it's that weird balance of like, I want everyone to know, but I don't want everyone to know why we're so good at what we do.
Yeah.
Like I want to appear like I have a designer. So how do you wrestle with that conundrum?
Yeah, it's an interesting insight and something that's come up a lot now. Like we do a lot of user testing where we just, you know, get people to do a design, talk us through it, and we listen to what they're thinking and whatnot. And it's one of the tools and platforms we use the most to really uncover these human truths and insights into our customer base. And what you just articulated is something that comes up so much in the sense that people view us as their secret weapon. They're like, this is my secret source. And I just feel like I've just gamed the system because I can create this professional design in with no experience and whatnot. So it's an interesting one. And we're looking to sort of, rather than keep us a secret, we're more like trying to be like, you know, the top performing people or the top performing creative is made in Canva. Yeah. Like we haven't got the data to back that just yet, but you know, it's more like the people who are creating really professional designs or creating all this incredible social content, they're doing it in Canva. And we just released a campaign. It's like with Canva, you can do anything. Yeah. And so
that's beautiful campaign with Canva, you can. Yeah. That's amazing.
And so we're really trying to shift that mentality to be like, it's not your secret. It's like, it's an empowerment tool. And it's like, you should feel really proud of what you've been able to achieve and that you can do it with Canva. So that's sort of where the mentality, I think you're really onto something there. And I think that's, we're trying to continuously build that community up at Canva. We're very proud of our Canva community and we always love to nurture, reward people in the sense like we've just done some amazing emails being like, thank you for being with us since like day one or like whenever you joined. We've also just added all these sort of milestone emails and in product experience to be like, you're a design pro, you've done 1,000 designs and whatnot. So we've just been, we always love to sort of excite and engage our community. And I think big kudos to our actual community engagement team who come back to all of the different tweets and they respond to everyone. And they're really building and fostering that online community as well, which is so important, especially in this day and age with how we interact with social and how brands are perceived on social as well.
So quick question. Do you have swag? Is there a Canva swag that, I guess, if there was trade shows today or if someone made it to Australia somehow, not because they were flying on a flight that got lost, but because they really wanted to go to Australia, what would you give them? What do you have in your office, or what did you have in your office?
We have a lot of cool swag. So being in a design company, we have some very cool swag. It's so funny you say that. I actually got sent a new piece of swag 2 days ago, which was really cool because some colleagues and I, we kind of did this like internal event and we got all these beautiful illustrations made of like different industries that we sort of work with Canva. Yeah. And we had these beautiful illustrations and I got sent 2 days ago a tote bag, which had all like these different industry illustrations on them. So we have that. We have our like Canva t-shirt, which, you know, every second person on Zoom call just has their Canva t-shirt on. We had some really great Pride merch, actually. All the colors of the rainbow. Really awesome. We're actually getting, I believe, a merch store where Canvanauts, the internal staff, can pick and choose your Canva wardrobe. Yep. So there's a few cool things coming.
That's amazing. Question, guys. I wonder if, too, like, I wonder if you talk to the folks at, like, Facebook, Instagram, you know, Facebook and Instagram are now Meta, LinkedIn, and ask them, or even TikTok, right? And said, hey, what if we did this research piece together? Or if you could give us, what are the top 10 performing pieces of content on each of your platforms for the last month? And then you reached out to those 10 on each one to say, hey, what'd you use to make it? Like, I wonder, that would be an interesting data report to be like, hey, the top 10 performing pieces on these five channels, you know, 42% of them were made in Canva.
You're onto something again there. I feel like, you know, we're on the same wave, but like, this is another conversation that I've actually had this week. Few of those things that data-wise we're looking to really prove out so we can demonstrate more of that value. There was an interesting McKinsey report, which I read a while back, which was saying that the top performing brands that are listed have perform 2-to-1 if they have strong design. And they did this big study and whatnot. And so what I'm really interested is to do exactly what you just mentioned is like, how can we demonstrate what creative is the top performing? Yeah. How could we surface that in product? That is definitely an area where we could go down and then add even more value to our customers in due course. And also just demonstrating, we've had some really interesting feedback from larger organizations that are using Canva about like the productivity, the time to market. That's like how we've decreased the time to market because everyone can create things rather than those bottlenecks and things like that. And yeah, the productivity piece is so key. Like every business wants to be more productive. Everyone wants to be getting things out faster. So just looking to really quantify all those metrics at a larger scale so that we can really demonstrate that. But we've heard really great feedback from our larger organizations. And from the main source of benefit is if you truly embed Canva in your end-to-end workflows. It's not just something that you kind of dip in and out of. It's like, okay, well, this is where we're doing presentations. This is, you're going to drop comments on it. We'll collaborate in there. We'll do a brainstorming session in Canva where everyone's on Zoom or whatever platform you use. And we're actually then brainstorming live in the platform. That's where the real time saving comes. And then it becomes also a digital asset management tool for your business, which also just helps with like knowledge sharing and the ability for everyone to review and find out what people are working on. So yeah, I think back to your initial point around quantifying the performance, I'm definitely with you there. Love to get those stats.
Okay. So I got two pieces of feedback and a request for you. You ready?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. First feedback. In our school, we train students on doing social media. We have a little micro credential school, but I think it'd be so cool because one day, and I've never done this, but to take some like screenshots of their channel, their social channels pre-Canva and then post-Canva. Because we always see it afterwards and like, look what I've done. And they're like, everything's on brand. And they've got these incredible templates. It's so gorgeous. It's almost like those videos or those commercials about like before and after photos.
Yeah, makeover.
Oh, totally a makeover. It's totally a makeover. Canva makeover.
Great idea.
Second feedback we got. So sometimes we'll do consultations and we'll help brands figure, okay, here's a plan, mm-hmm. here's a strategy going forward, and here's your social media plan. Mm-hmm. And then what we'll often do is we'll sometimes even get them set up with a Canva account and build templates within there for them.
Yes.
And then what they're able to do is then they can run literally because mm-hmm. all of a sudden now they've got like the basic templates, which is I love about Canva is mm-hmm. that you can have your stock personalized. Yes. Branded templates that I think are great. So for those consulting firms, for those that do strategy, it's such a great added ta-da to give your clients.
Exactly. And I think especially in this digital first, remote first world, staying on brand is a key concern of so many companies because everyone's at home jamming on their own things, working, building their own, you know, marketing collateral presentation, strat docs. And it's like, is this on brand? And just having those built-in functionalities that mean that every single thing that this person's going to make in Canva will be on brand because you're in your brand kit and you've set that up. I think actually it removes a layer of stress and it also just adds to the consistency of your brand. And we all know that like brand consistency is just a key part of being a strong brand in market. Like if you see you want to have that visual identity that people resonate with instantly. They're like, oh, that's X brand. That makes sense. Yeah. If you've got creative that is all over the place, different fonts, different colors, not only are you going to cause like your brand team to have a meltdown, but you're not going to build that connection with your audience. And I think just having the ability for everyone to be able to create things on brand makes it just so much easier for the entire organization to operate at scale and pump out work at scale. Without this sort of brand checklist having to happen for every piece of collateral or content.
It's awesome. And then this is my request, and it actually may exist already, which again, my apologies for not having seen it yet, is when we hire people at an agency, and I'm sure brand side as well, we love to look at resumes and be like, hey, are you Google certified in ads? Are you Hootsuite certified in social media? Are you Facebook Blueprint certified for running ads? Is there a Canva certified professional Canva user certificate yet?
Not, we're looking into it is the short answer because we've had so many requests. Like,
because MailChimp has kind of one, but like it'd be so cool to know that like when you're hiring someone or that someone could get to the point of being like, I'm like Squarespace kind of has one. If you've done more than three to five Squarespace pages, you become a Circle member.
Yeah.
But they do a quality control. Google, you become a Google partner if you have certain quality control. So if it's a whole big thing. Like it's a big box you're opening, but it would be such a neat thing to be like, I'm a Canva, you know, I've spent so many hours in Canva or I have so much experience in Canva. I think that'd be great for resumes.
Yeah. And I think that's like what we're already starting to see a lot on LinkedIn or resumes are people putting like, I know how to use Canva. And that's why.
Yes. I love getting that. Well, I know that actually, you know, what's funny. I know they know Canva because their resume is made in Canva.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You can tell very quickly. You're like, this is made in Canva. This is more readable for number one. Yeah. But the actual course is such a good idea. And that's where we see an opportunity as well, because we offer Canva for education for free. So we want people to be able to educate, teach classes, collaborate, really appeal to all the different learning styles of kids in classrooms and whatnot. And we do believe that like by teaching kids on Canva, you are actually helping them build skills for the workforce and beyond. And it's like, you're already ready to like jump in and start doing things that you would need to do at work. And so that's where I think there's a real opportunity for some sort of certificate or certified thing. And I know it's on the radar that we're looking into that.
No, it's cool. Thank you, Charlotte, for listening to these maybe strange ideas, but
they're great ideas. Like I said, you're on the wavelength.
Oh, that's awesome!
And obviously a power user because you've suggested like you know super ideas.
No, we are big fans here, and I think too. Again, it's like we are very proud and very excited to encourage the students we work with to use Canva because again, it is very empowering. Very accessible to all levels of experience, which I think is the coolest part. So kudos to the co-founders for keeping accessibility number one. So it's awesome.
Yeah, massive kudos to them. And I think it's actually big kudos to our community again, like I said, because they give us so much feedback. Feedback is what drives our product roadmaps, how we go to market, how we message, how we connect with everyone. And so without that feedback, you know, we probably wouldn't have so many of the different amazing products and features that we have today.
Cool. You know what's neat? If we think about it, like just run this idea out there. I love your thoughts. So you look at America, you've got Silicon Valley. So you got like Facebook, Instagram, you know, like Pinterest, Twitter, like they're all in this kind of square block. I actually drove there with my two older brothers and my dad. We went on a road trip and I was like, went like on a, what's the term called? We went like touristing around. Like, yeah, tech excursion. We totally did. Went to Apple's headquarters. But then there's a little bit in New York. You got like Squarespace in New York. Then you've got like Israel, which has like Wix and Fiverr and Monday.com. And then you've got Canada, which has like, we've got like Shopify and Hootsuite and Later. But then Australia, you've got Canva. Is there other kind of peers in the kind of the marketing tech space?
Yeah. So we've got a great little sort of startup community building, I guess, in Australia. Cool. So Canva is obviously here. IHQ is here, which is really awesome. We also have Atlassian, which is the company that does things like Confluence or Jira, which is often, you know, workplace sort of management and workflow management. So they're an Australian-based tech company, which is awesome. We also have Safety Culture, which is sort of a workplace safety tech company, which is actually in Canva's old office. So they're right near us.
Cool. Yeah.
And then there's another one, which is also right near the Canva office called Dovetail, which is a new tech startup. But so there's actually quite a bit of a tech community building. And there's a lot of startup incubators, which are around the CBD and Surry Hills where we're based. So it's great to see that there are these startup environments building outside of Silicon Valley as well, which is really cool. And it's also just, you know, I guess being in a different country, you have different perspectives, there's different opportunities. Yeah. It's awesome to see all of these different companies popping up in these different sort of hubs. I know also in Dublin, there's a lot of tech as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah. We've partnered with the Digital Marketing Institute, which has like the best search marketing course on the planet is right in Ireland there. It's pretty cool what they've been able to do.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Listeners, if you have not yet heard, but we have an episode, we had the privilege of hosting Guy Kawasaki on the show. If you get the chance to listen to it, put the link in the bio or in the notes here, where he himself is a massive fan of Canva. And if you don't know who he is, he was the chief evangelist for Apple, worked really closely with Steve Jobs. If you've watched either of the Steve Jobs movies, they talk about him in it. He's mentioned in it. So again, which I think just for any brand to have the endorsement of Guy Kawasaki is pretty awesome. And again, he loves what you do and loves the fact, again, people can do incredibly beautiful things right at their fingertips.
Yeah, it's a great episode. I'd highly recommend everyone checking it out. And yeah, it's awesome to have the likes of Guy endorsing sort of and sharing what we're doing here in Canva. And yeah, here in Australia, like you mentioned, pretty cool to have a Sydney-based Australian company really connect with so many millions of people around the world. It's a pretty exciting time and space to be working in, to be honest, at the moment.
Oh, it's amazing. So Charlotte, are you ready for the rapid fire?
Oh, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, this is awesome. What was your first ever job?
I delivered junk mail, not even papers, junk mail to people for like 3 years when I was like 14.
Wow. Okay. Are you a night owl or an early bird?
I'm a massive early bird. I get up at 5 a.m. every day.
Amazing. Cat or a dog person?
Big cat person. I have a cat.
Nice. First thing that you ever marketed?
It was real estate software. That was my first ever sort of product marketing job.
That's awesome. Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark. Dark orange, to be specific there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Your favorite word right now?
The first word that came to my mind was magic. Gonna go with it.
I like it. I like that a lot. What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time and why?
So two is WWF, World Wildlife Fund, and Sea Shepherd, which is also sort of saving, protecting our oceans. And I'm very into saving the environment, eco-friendly. Yeah. And so I actually support them monthly, both of them.
That's awesome. It's very cool. What is a movie that you love you can just watch over and over again?
Mean Girls. I just love it. Yeah. It's so quotable. Yeah. I know like every line. It's great.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Hemsworth fan? Are you a Hemsworth brother fan? Are you proud that they've...
I'm proud of them, but I'm not really into the like Marvel movies because I don't watch a lot of movies because I don't have a long attention span, but love what they're doing. Love that they've put Byron on the map as well, which is a big tourist town.
It's great. What is your favorite song or album on repeat right now?
So probably my favorite song is this song by Charlie XCX called Out. I just keep listening to it. Album-wise... Not actually sure about that. I'd have to come back to you.
Yeah, but that's a great song. We should. We'll put a link to it in Spotify on the show notes. It's great. Now, if you weren't doing this job, what would be the job that Charlotte would be doing in the world?
Yeah, that's a good question. Lately, I've been interested in like being an art teacher. I was like, wow, that could be like a real pivot. I just think, maybe I'm romanticizing how I feel like, just painting all day would be great and like creating things. I'm sure any teacher would be like, it's so hard. You've got all these kids that don't want to do it. But I feel like it'd be an interesting experience.
That's cool. And you play that role sort of like you are introducing canvases to probably thousands of people every day.
And
they are creating artwork because of your tool.
Wow, I've never thought of it like that. I actually love that. There you go. Yeah. I am an art teacher in just a different way.
You are Bob Ross embodied, which is amazing. There you go.
Wow, I wish.
What is an app, and besides Canva, what is an app on your phone that you can't live without?
Spotify. I love music and I love podcasts. So love it.
That's awesome. Favorite children's book?
So there's this book called Weslandia. It's actually really hard to find like in bookstores. And it's just about this kid that got these seeds and then put them in his backyard. He grew this jungle and then he built this like eco-sustainable lifestyle. And I got really hooked on it when I was like 6 or 7. And I always think about that book. I'm like, he is living the dream. I love it.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. What's the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
Good question. I mean, good socks are very,
Great.
You walk every day. So good socks make a difference.
I take good socks seriously. I only wear Stance socks, actually. And I pick their winter hiking outdoor ones and I wear them all year because they're just thick and but yet breathable is what I like about them.
You need good socks.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
It's actually a lot. I actually do a lot of 180s, which I think is a good thing. Yeah. I think it shows growth. I'm just trying to think about like what the actual, probably the biggest one is. I thought I was going to be a graphic designer and then realized, I think self-realization is a big, powerful tool. I realized I'm not actually the best at it, but I'm better at marketing. And now I'm marketing graphic design software. So I did a 180 from thinking I'd be a graphic designer to being a marketer.
Well, that's cool. Well, we're glad you're here. This is great. And you may change again. Who knows?
I know. Life art teacher, maybe.
Business or marketing book that you recommend?
The business book I always refer back to is Hacked by Nir Eyal. I think that's how you say his name. I apologize if I butchered that. I think about it, honestly, every couple of days. I would highly recommend it. It's about growing habit-building products. Really great if you're in a SaaS company, if you're in product marketing, would highly recommend it.
That is awesome. And you mentioned you love podcasts. What is some podcasts that you'd recommend?
So business related, Masters of Scale, great podcast by Reid Hoffman, which just has a whole range of different business leaders sort of talking about how they've scaled their businesses and what they've done there. If you're on a personal podcast, thing that I love is Case File, an Australian podcast, which is about true crime. So that's not business related at all, but an interesting listen nonetheless.
That's great. Thank you. Newsletter or website you recommend for resources and inspiration?
Yeah, I love James Clear, who wrote Atomic Habits. He sends this email every Thursday, which just has like three quotes. And they're so succinctly written, but just so powerful about like time management, productivity, how to like get the most out of like building habits that help you grow and develop. And it's such an easy read, the book and also then his newsletter, that I actually really value having that in my inbox.
That's awesome. That's great. Actually, I'm going to subscribe to that. I love succinct newsletters and well curated. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Skills required for a new economy. I know. What do you look for in new hires? What do you think that this whole new collar crop of students needs for this the jobs that are out there right now?
One thing that I think is just so, it sounds really simple, but it's hard to do well, especially when we're all virtual, is collaboration.
Yeah.
Like understanding what each team or person needs, why they want it, why it's important to them, and how you can bring them into the fold to like help drive business outcomes or shared goals is just so important. I honestly can't articulate how important it is to have those skills and drive to be able to bring people together, drive them towards a goal, sort of get them on the train. That is just such a powerful skill. And I think it's even more powerful now when we have to do it remotely, which is harder.
Yeah.
So that would be the new skill.
That's awesome. Charlotte, people who are interested, excited about Canva, want to give it a try. Mm. Maybe they want to get back at it or they want to just give it a try for the first time. Where can they go and what does that offer look like and what can people expect?
Yeah. So the great thing about Canva is you can actually use it free anytime, but we do have a pro offering and we will have a coupon code in the show notes to give you sort of an extended trial so you can try out our pro features, which really means that you can do social media scheduling. You can access our whole content library of over 100 million pictures and audio files and video. You can use our background remover and our magic resize. So you design once, resize to any other size. So give it a go, try it out and see how you like it. And also you can always just try Canva for free if that's also up your alley.
For free.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Canva Pro for free for 2 months.
Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly.
Canva Pro. Pro account.
That's our new ad.
Oh, Charlotte, it's been a real treat and a real pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll put this at the beginning of the show as well. Full disclosure, this is not a paid interview in any way. This is not an advertorial. We just genuinely have seen the transformative power of Canva for small businesses, solopreneurs, even our own agency, just the way that it's my wife doing her poetry,
yes.
The amount of power that you've given into people's hands and using tech for good, I think is so great. And giving a professional grade voice to people that maybe may not have been taken as seriously, thanks to the power of Canva. So thank you for the role you're playing.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's been so great to chat through. I love all of your ideas. Definitely going to take them back to the CMO. And really just hope that people do really realize the value of Canva and how they can achieve their goals. And yeah, thank you again for having me.
This is great. Thank you for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. Be sure to check out the offer, 2 months pro account of Canva, free trial. Otherwise, download it for free. You probably already have it. But if you want to upgrade to pro, maybe that code will also still work. But the cost of Canva makes you look like you've got a pro full-time designer on your team. So whatever the cost is, it's 100% worth it. So Charlotte, thank you again. And otherwise, we'll see you next time on Marketing News Canada.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.